Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you today from the porch of my cabin, situated out in the woods behind my house here. And this is a regular event for me, and I know a lot of you, to talk about the outdoors during Western Swing and other things. We get to sit out here and listen to some good music and talk about the outdoors. I don't know what could be any better. But I do try to keep our shows varied. You know, we'll talk about fishing, catching stripers or catfish one day and hunting deer the next or hogs. But this week, I want us to talk about big bore air rifles a little bit. I think if you've listened to our show long or read very much of my writing, you know that I've about 5 years ago, I become interested in shooting big bore air rifles, not just shooting them, but hunting with them. And I've done a lot of that. I actually became hunting editor, for, to my knowledge, the only national outdoor magazine that covers big bore and all kind of air rifles. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist. But I get to hunt and shoot a lot of different big bore air rifles. You've probably listened to me talk about the Texan that's made by Air Force Air Guns up. Harvested a lot of game with it, a lot of hogs and exotics. But today we're going to talk about an air rifle that's called the Dragon Claw by Air Venturi. Now, you can go online to pyramidair.com, and I really wish you would. You can learn a whole lot about everything to do with air rifles. You can learn about the PCP air rifles, which the Dragon Claw is a PCP. That means it's pressured up to around 3,000 PSI with a scuba tank or a carbon fiber tank. You actually just has these PCP guns have a little fitting. You just connect a hose to them and put the air pressure to them, and then they're charged up and ready to go. But the cool thing about this Dragon Claw, it will shoot a big pellet. Now, the word pellet, when we're in the context of big bore air guns, is a little misleading. This thing's 200 grains, or you can shoot a 50 caliber round ball through it. But the neat thing, you can also shoot an air bolt, which is an arrow, if you will. Now, the criteria is that these air bolts by Air Venturi, you know, that's the brand of them. But the key is they have to protrude through or above the muzzle of the barrel. You know, you can, you know, after you get your rifle sighted in with the air bolts, you can put a broadhead on there and, you know, you can hunt hogs, exotics. Here in Texas, you know, we can't hunt game animals with an air rifle. The only game animal that's legal in Texas, the only one, is squirrel. Of course, rabbits are not considered game animals. You can hunt them with air guns. But check these things out. If, you know, I've got a hunt next week, and I'll probably try to record the next week's show live down there. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is going to be with us. A good friend of mine that owns a hunting ranch in eastern Texas has got a lot of hogs. And we're going to be down there with the Dragon Claw, and I'll be using the Texan, the 45 caliber, with a 350 grain bullet in it, probably. But the Dragon Claw, we're going to load it up with the air bolt, and I know what it's going to do. It shoots way harder, way faster than any crossbow you can imagine. It's just unbelievably fast and powerful. A lot of stopping power. But we're going to probably connect with one of those old big East Texas boars down there. And I'm going to try to get a good eating hog, maybe a 100, 150 pound sow, something like that, and make some pork chops. And that'll probably be some fodder for an upcoming show, how to put it to good use. Folks, we're about out of time for today's show. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT night hunting scope.